You know that I like to thank Savory Lane, and they treat us so well. So would you all please say thank you, Savory Lane? Thank you. Please patronize them and tip generously. They work hard, and they treat us very well. We're going to have the following people performing before feature time: Suzanne Owens, Laura Gold, and then Jake. And then we will have John Swenson featuring, and then Gail Picard. Following that, the first open mic performers up will be Bill and Joanna Harriman, and then Steve Rabson, John Waterman, Kurt Winnicka, Dawn Frost, Rich Mungo, Tom Smith, Betsy Binstock, Eric Balkley, Rich Eilbert, and Wanda Metcalf, John Perullo, Mike Santoro, Bob Morse, and it says Maureen on here, so I guess Maureen's going to perform. Okay, so right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer and good friend, and her name is Suzanne Owens. Please welcome her.
Thank you. That was great. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Everybody knows what it's like for the child to leave home and become an adult. And my daughter left home and went to Greece to learn Greek. And she was there a year, but she had phoned me in the meantime, and she said, "Hey, Mom, get over here. Let's have a mother-daughter time." So I did. And this is about our trip. We took a trip finally through Greece and then into the southern part of Italy and right up to Rome. So these two poems are one about the great sculpture by Michelangelo of Jesus lying dead in Mary's arms that we saw. And then the next one is about Rome itself. Apparently there are five cities underneath Rome. They can't dig them up because there's too much around to disturb the city of Rome. But there are other cities underneath it. This is called St. Peter's Chapel of the Pietà. Jesus can't help us now, draped over her knee like that, his head lolling off her arm, his muscles folding on the folds of her gown. Look how his unholy arm hangs down, how Mary's head tilts. Once she must have said something like, "You are my heart, my Babylon, my poppet. You are so innocent." She's like us. Like my friend in her garden who saw the small body of her son soar off the bumper of a speeding car and land on the other side of her chrysanthemums. Or like the mother gazing on her child after the gang had held him to the forest floor, forced stones down his throat until he was stone himself. We are like the chorus of mothers and the water jug. We can hear the little clay oxen in the sacrificial fire. From a cliff we mourn the incidental music of death past horses, axes, altars. I offer temples to 10 different nymphs, my forest, steppe, and dark ages. My Renaissance, my Tartar. I want for a sunken city. Grapevines scrape the domes and dwelling places clustered on boulders. They settle on abodes filling every gash of mountainside. A labyrinth of roofs form a floor in miniature mosaics where mother goddesses walk, blowing us along the walled rifts between stone houses. Disoriented elbows, arms point east, point west. We are ripping out our hair, handfuls black in the sun, muffling our orange lament. Thank you. My daughter now is married for 5 years with a little baby daughter, but this was the wish of every mother. For the one who wants my daughter, she's a girl, she's a town. Someday she will be a city like Rome, not so much one city as many built on top of it in the midst of one another. We are not in the stone, but in the piazza, the streets, the open windows flagged with tea, sulfur, bomb. Let your market stalls be honest, your shops bright. Standing where the hills meet, where once there was a lake, curve your lines, make them grand, so there can be a solemn sense to this. Make your arches high, so every year she can see the moon 12 times. It's not so terrible that she has never loved. Build your steps like shoals to the garden. Make your arcades willing, so the wind can crescent her. I know the rain, it falls alike on everyone. Thank you.
One more hand for Suzanne Owens. And she'll be featuring here in March. And our next performer will be featuring on December 6th, co-featuring with Raymond Gonzalez at the Emerson.